With us from the Trust for Public Land this morning, Allie Heipel. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Jay.
Well, you know, we have this new data on parks from across the nation. You're making a comparison here. Let's, of course, get into the city of Buffalo Parks and maybe start off with the positive of things. When you take a look at the Buffalo Parks on a positive note, what stands out to you?
Yeah, Buffalo Parks is doing a lot of things really well. I'll just, of course, start by giving a shout-out to the Buffalo Olmsted Park System and the Conservancy, as well as the Parks Department that work to maintain those wonderful parks. That's a really great old parks and parkway system that's fairly unique. Along with that, Buffalo does really well in terms of recreational amenities. The city has the sixth most ice rinks per capita in the 100 largest U.S. cities, which probably isn't that surprising given the weather up there.
Right.
And also the 10th most for basketball hoops. So those are two important recreational amenities that are serving the people of Buffalo.
What about taking a look on the other side? You look at the parks. I mean, is there an area that stands out perhaps where improvement is needed?
The investment in parks could be higher for Buffalo. In total, the city and private groups like the Conservancy altogether spend about $69 per resident on their parks. That's low compared to our national median of $83 per person. So that's one area to be focusing on, because that means that that's reflecting the ongoing maintenance of the park system, as well as adding new improvements, new parks, new equipment, things like that.
Yeah, interesting. You should mention new improvements and new facilities and et cetera. What about trends? I mean, you're looking at all the parks across the nation. Do you see trends developing in parks?
Yeah, we do see a slight increase happening in the spending overall in the 100 largest cities. Parks departments everywhere always are looking for more funding and working towards that. But we do see a slight upward trend, which is great. We do also see some recreational trends. A couple popular things lately are splash pads, which are like interactive water features.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffalo actually has 11 of those, so they're doing pretty well on that front, keeping up with the trends there.
And then finally, we're talking about parks in general. I know I have my own opinion about parks and their value, but from a greater perspective, how important are parks to communities, and what do they mean for communities?
That's a great question. Parks are really, really important to communities, and especially in cities and larger towns where, you know, green space might be harder to come by. People might not be able to travel out to a trail or a preserve or something. Parks have, of course, the health benefits. They provide places for people to walk and run and exercise, usually for free. They are great community gathering places for friends to get together, for community groups to host events and get-togethers. And, of course, there's a number of environmental benefits as well in terms of green space capturing stormwater runoff, shade trees helping to cool cities, things like that. And currently, the Trust for Public Land and some partners are working to put a park within a 10-minute walk of everyone living in the U.S. So we're really paying attention to how important parks are and working towards improving that for everyone.
You know, that sounds like an ambitious goal for sure. If I'm not mistaken, I think I see in the city of Buffalo, your park, your group rather, said that within the city of Buffalo, 85% of the people are within a 10-minute walk of parks. Of course, you know, obviously the Buffalo situation is unique to itself. But overall, how do you go about establishing a park in cities, especially older cities, where, you know, the neighborhoods are already fairly well defined? What are you trying to do to get to that number, like you said, to have everybody within 10 minutes of a park?
Great question. So, yeah, 85% of Buffalo residents do live within a 10-minute walk to a park, and that's a great number. Our national average for the largest cities is around 65%, so that's kind of what the average city is looking like. So Buffalo's ahead of the curve there. There's a number of ways that cities, even cities that are pretty built out and maybe don't have space for new parks, can improve this. Oftentimes, It's thinking strategically about improving walkability, putting in a crosswalk, or taking down fencing around places that might be impeding foot traffic for people. There's also a number of places that have signed joint use agreements with the public school district to make schoolyards and school playgrounds and facilities available to the public on weekends or after hours as a park as well. And so that can go a long way towards putting in those play spaces and green spaces for people around the city.
Allie Heupel is with the Trust for Public Lands. She joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.